Lead times.
ZB headlines.
Just gone 10:30. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning. It's traditional for media with cameras to pay a kōhai at Waitangi, but there have been huge demands for money this morning. A group of reporters has been asked to pay $750 each to get on to Te Te Marae for the official welcome. An ambiguous email is being blamed for the chain of events that saw a Malaysian embassy staffer able to leave New Zealand under diplomatic immunity after he was charged with indecent assault. That was the Mohammed Rizalman case, which happened here in Wellington. Wellington's bus depots will have added security in place tonight following a potential arson attack in Kilburnie overnight. And 11 senior executives from the convenience store giant 7-Eleven will be grilled during an inquiry in Canberra into worker exploitation. It's looking into allegations that thousands of workers have been underpaid by franchise operators. In sport, day two of the LPGA Tour's Coates Classic has been suspended at the worst possible time for Kiwi Lydia Ko. And the weather mainly fine today, still a bit of cloud out there. A northerlies turning to light southerlies tonight and the high is 24 degrees.
Thank you so much for that.
A kōhai?
That is nuts. That's not okay.
Would you have to use that out of your pedima?
Sorry?
Would you be able to take that out of your pedima?
No, I was just saying, I wouldn't even have that on me.
Per diem? I think that's what you can claim on your expenses.
Yeah, per diem.
You
sound like my school teacher correcting me now.
Per diem sounds like some sort of brand of furniture you buy from a very...
old girl from... Pasadena?
That's a song.
I was just ignoring that.
Have you met him? He's almost the same age as you. We've got an old lady and an old man.
Well, if you said the word correctly in the first place.
Bring it back on me.
Josie, a lot of people surprised at your daughter doing a barista course at school, saying, what is the point? You found some other courses which school kids can do now.
And actually, these star courses, Pip, your producer, just told us have been around for a while because her brother did the plumbing one and he went on to become a very successful plumber.
That's a great story.
That's a fantastic story.
Because he wasn't academic, I presume, and if you're not academic,
like
school is not a good place to be. You know, you get teachers don't want to know about you. No one wants to know about your school if you're not academic, like me.
Yeah,
so get out and get a job and get into the real life.
So there's also hairdressing, intro to coffee making, that's the barista course, is mechanics. There is something called infrastructure work skills. Mm. I don't know what that means. No. That sounds a bit rubbishy. But then there's radio training as well.
Oh, you can train to be radio in school.
I think these are really good. They're making the trades on the same level as doing well at English and science and history and
isn't
maths.
That good? I like it. 0800 80 10 80 472 1035 are the numbers. You may have a comment on school children, teenagers learning how to make coffee at school, learning about basic plumbing skills.
When you say it like that,
I mean, that's the way it is. But I mean, doing these physical skills which may be needed once you leave
well,
school.
Well, also there's a lot of jobs, Nick, making coffee.
Everyone, to be fair though, I mean, we as employees of that situation don't look at any of those school things. We look at what they've done after school. It's kind of hard because, you know.
Okay.
But it's for kids wanting to get jobs in the holidays school. So she can now go to a cafe in Kapiti and go, I've done a barista course.
I would like to see that widened a little bit to a general introduction to hospitality. So that, you know.
Interesting. 26 away from 11.
When you need light, we'll switch you on. DW Dentist Electrical.
Certain things should not be done in the dark, like choosing your electrician. With DW Dentist Electrical, you'll know the who, what, where, and when every time, so you'll not be left in the dark. Get enlightened now at dwdentist.co.nz.
We will switch you on. DW Dentist Electrical.
An NZTA roadworks update. G'day. On State Highway 1, road crews are working each night on Coast Road and through Raumati Straits. At the Haywards Interchange, there are lane closures and speed restrictions in place as crews change the intersection layout. And take extra care over the Haywards as crews are installing guardrails and laying new road surfaces. And there are roadworks on the Rimutaka State Highway 2 heading north and on State Highway 53 heading into Martinborough. For further information, check out the NZTA website or follow NZTA Wellington on Twitter and Facebook.
A 5-star customer satisfaction rating for home, car and contents insurance is just one reason to switch to AA Insurance. And when you take out a new policy, you'll also get 50 more. Get a $50 Prezi card for every new home, car or contents policy you take out with AA Insurance before the 28th of February. Hurry, offer ends soon. Use promo code 5STAR. Go to aainsurance.co.nz to get your insurance sorted today. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the best for less with genuine Mercedes-Benz parts and trained technicians. For a limited time, book a Mercedes-Benz fixed price A service from as little as $249. Visit your authorised Mercedes-Benz dealer today or call 0800 320 300. Conditions apply.
Go Harvey Norman Long Weekend Price Smash. Prices smashed on computers, electrical, furniture and bedding. Plus get a huge 4 years interest free store wide. Minimum purchase $1,100. See online for exclusions, terms and conditions. Harvey Norman's Long Weekend Price Smash. On now. Limited time only. Go!
Connect with your world in 2016. The people.
In an emergency, you would be the first one I would call.
You should call me first. I need time to put my teeth in.
The places.
Frigid temperatures continue across China today.
The Danish parliament's passed the government's controversial plans to deter asylum seekers.
After years of isolation, Cuba's crumbling infrastructure isn't exactly ready to handle a surge.
The politics.
The government will work with the council to bring forward the business plan.
Don't get left out of the conversation. Connect with Newstalk ZB.
24 away from 11, Marie's called in. Hi there, Marie.
Hello. You're talking about apprentices and things like that. My great niece is just in her third year of welding as an apprentice.
Yeah.
In Whakatane.
Good on her.
She's just been put up to $20 an hour.
Good on her. Wow. That's fantastic.
As an apprentice, which was unheard of in my time.
Actually, Marie, I was just going to say this. In Australia, as a welder, you can get, I think, up to something ridiculous like $300 an hour.
Yep.
Out on the rigs, on the oil rigs.
Well, she lives in a farming area, so our father's quite proud.
Yeah,
well, isn't that brilliant?
Money.
Great. How old is she?
She's 21.
This May. Isn't that brilliant? Thank you very, very much for sharing that. I reckon a lot of families would have some wonderful stories about that.
Yeah.
And again, why I love those idea of learning some good skills at school.
Actually, on the expressway up in Kapiti, there's quite a few. When you drive through extremely slowly because of the roadworks, which is driving me nuts. But you see a lot of women working as engineers or working, not just doing the lollipop signs, but going out and obviously sort of right in the middle of construction.
I definitely feel that momentum has definitely swung in the way of apprenticeships. I think more and more people are doing apprenticeships right now, and I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing for the future of the country.
Well, they dropped it. Sorry, I was just going to say, you know, that we were talking about the Labor Party's education policy. 20% less people are doing tertiary education or training than were in under Helen Clark.
Oh,
so,
really?
You know, it is something that needs dealing with.
You mentioned the road up to the Kapiti Coast. You may remember 5 years ago, there was a T2 lane in Mana, which caused all sorts of problems, and eventually it was dumped. They're bringing them back. The NZTA and the City Council in Wellington are going to be bringing a T2 lane onto the Old Hutt Road between Nauranga and Thorndon as part of this cycleway that they're going to be putting in there. It's a $9 million project. I've got no problem with the cycleway because I think I think that needs to be a safe road given we want to encourage people to ride between the Hutt Valley and Wellington. But what about the T2 lane, the idea of a carpooling lane where you can only be in it if you have at least a driver and a passenger?
So this is nuts. It didn't work.
Why did it not work?
It didn't work because it was so damn confusing. So they stopped it. And then they cancelled it, and we all got confused as to whether or not we were doing it or not because they didn't take the signs down. So the problem is people don't know. It's only between certain hours.
Yep.
This one in the Hutt, yes, between peak hours, and then you can park in it. So you can you imagine trying to sort that out? Then you've got the cycle pathway. So you've got like this sort of snakes and ladders confusion of you don't know whether you're going up a snake or down a ladder or what. It just didn't work because it was too damn confusing.
I'm all for cycleways and walkways, but I'm starting to feel that cyclists have all the rights. You know, because I mean, I'm a walker and I'm continuously getting bumped, knocked, pushed by cyclists going past. So I think that there should be a clear sort of, I don't know, demarcation line between cycling and walking, because I think it's a fabulous idea to be able to walk to the Hutt. I'd love to walk to the Hutt as a, you know, bit of exercise, but I don't want to get bumped every 5 minutes by some trendy,
I read a really
bearded
interesting
cyclist.
Thing. In England, one sort of group have lobbied to remove all the white lines and the demarcations, even on the road between lanes. And the idea is that if you create these shared roads where people walk and bike and drive, everybody drives really, really carefully because you're not sure what's going to happen. So in other words, if you remove... So Federal Street in Auckland, if anyone's ever been in Federal Street in Auckland, where they removed all the lines and the pavement and the road have all become one.
Yeah.
So that's just a small street, but... cars drive through it at like 10 k's because they're worried about
it. It doesn't work like that with Manila.
No.
It doesn't. It?
Yeah. It's a bit risky, yeah. When you stop, do you remove seatbelts and helmets? Because if there's no protection, everybody is incredibly risk averse and is very careful.
That's interesting.
Mm.
No lines at all on the road.
There's one area in the UK where they've removed the white lines entirely.
Now, Nick, you mentioned just before that you may take a bit of a trip up north at some stage in the next month or so. I take it you'll be driving because you're not a big fan of flying. Is that right?
Yes. I'm actually trying to get over my fear of flying, so I might fly. But yes,
if you do make any long distance trips, can I ask you to be a researcher for the program and look at what the price of petrol is in each town you come to? Did you see the report during the week that cities like Wellington, where we're paying $1.83 a litre, are subsidising small parts of New Zealand like Masterton and Levin, where because there happens to be a Gull service station there, prices tend to be 15, 20 cents less.
Why don't we have Gull here?
Why is there no Gull?
There is an opportunity.
Who made that rule?
I don't think they're banned. I just think that
I blame the TPP.
Exactly.
I think because of Zed's head offices in Wellington. Correct me if I'm right or wrong.
I think it is. Yep.
But it seems to be everywhere. There's Zed stations here. Although I must admit, last week I filled up my tank and I think it was a considerably lot cheaper than what it's ever been before.
Yeah.
Well, it should be. God, the price of oil is
under $30
a barrel. Yeah.
We celebrate when petrol used to be what, $2.23 a litre. Now it's down to, just looking out the window here at the Z station, it's $1.83. Over in Australia, they've dropped below a dollar.
Wow.
You know, they've dropped below a dollar in the biggest cities.
Can I tell you a quick story that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about while we're talking about prices?
Can I go to the toilet while I do that?
Can I take a break before we do that? I will take a break. And
it's
not that we don't want to hear your story, Nick.
No,
no, no. We'll tease everyone to say that Nick Mills has got a great yarn to tell us in about 2 minutes' time. It's 18 away from 11.
Get your family into a fully optioned hot spring spa with $5,000 in extras free. This nationwide offer is on for 10 days only. Purchase any spa from the feature-rich Limelight range or the luxurious High Life range. And thanks to hot spring manufacturers in the USA, receive factory-fitted Bluetooth sound, Ace saltwater sanitizing, and spa steps valued at over $5,000 absolutely free. Hot spring spas, 25 locations nationwide. 0800 Hot Spring or hotspring.co.nz. Manufacturer's offer ends 7 February.
Hey Mum, remember we were talking about Waikanae Lodge? Yes, the lovely retirement village on Te Moana Road, Waikanae. Well, they have a lovely villa available and ready for viewing. It's the perfect spot for retirement living. Lots of space, close to the river and with full care right there if you ever need it. Mum, this could be just perfect for you and Dad. Yes, they have an open home this Friday and Saturday and they're serving Devonshire tea, our favourite. Shall we drop in and take a look? Great, I'll pick you up.
The Waikanae Lodge open home is on 11 till 3 this Friday and Saturday, February 5th and 6th. Waikanae Lodge is located at 394 Tamana Road, Waikanae on the Kapiti Coast.
An NZTA roadworks update. G'day. On State Highway 1, road crews are working each night on Coast Road and through Raumati Straits. At the Haywards Interchange, there are lane closures and speed restrictions in place as crews change the intersection layout. And take extra care over the Haywards as crews are installing guardrails and laying new road surfaces. And there are roadworks on the Rimutaka State Highway 2 heading north and on State Highway 53 heading into Martinborough. For further information, check out the NZTA website or follow NZTA Wellington on Twitter and Facebook.
Make sure your bag's packed with awesome tablets, cool stationery, stylish school gear, and more. The Warehouse is one place you can get it all for back to school at great prices. Like Amos 35-gram jumbo glue sticks, just $1.99 each. Get the kids looking smart with basic kids polos, two for just $6. H&H backpacks are only $5 each. Plus, there's 30% off the Milazzo bike in a box range and NGP and MAD scooters. At The Warehouse, some exclusions apply.
Here's what some recent buyers had to say about their experience with Hutt City Auto World.
Oh, the guys made the whole process simple, easy and enjoyable. We'd definitely use them again.